With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The 19th president of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology is being inaugurated today. Jim Rankin has led the school since January, and he succeeds Heather Wilson, who was tabbed by President Donald Trump to become Secretary of the United States Air Force. Rankin graduated from the School of Mines in 1978, and he has master's and doctoral degrees in electrical engineering from Iowa State University. An inauguration ceremony is set for this afternoon at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, and the event is open to the public. The governing body of the state's public universities is in the process of updating its free speech policies. That comes after a push in the legislature this past session to update the Board of Regents' free speech policy failed. Others say free speech is already protected in the Regents' policy. Here's SDPB's Lee Stribinger.
The South Dakota Board of Regents is passing a first reading of an update to their free speech policy. Nathan Lucas is general counsel for the Board of Regents' office. He says the new policy is a slight modification of what's become known as the Chicago Statement.
It's not a typical policy in the sense of laying out nuts and bolts. It's more of the system's commitment to free speech and the expectations of the campuses to carry out this policy statement and the things that they do.
Lucas says the policy is intended to carry out what's covered by the First Amendment. He says it should guide campuses in applying free speech. Libby Screen is the policy director for the South Dakota chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. She says there's nothing in this change that worries the organization.
Anytime the government or a public university really makes a full-throated defense of free speech and recommits to the principles of the First Amendment, that's a good thing. You know, looking at the policy itself, I'm not sure how necessary it is. I don't know that the new policy really changes the old policy. You know, it's certainly longer and more thorough and more nuanced.
Screen says the core of the First Amendment is still protected. A final vote on the policies will take place in December.
This is SDPB.